Hello and welcome to the WebAssertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. India is set to see an explosion of global retailers during the next 6 months. Social media is playing a crucial role in conversion rates in the Southeast Asian e-commerce market, and Ramadan has caused substantial increases in advertising spend in the MENA region. India is likely to see an explosion of interest from global retailers in the next 6 months, according to data collected by Franchise India. It's expected that more than 50 worldwide brands will be opening more than 3,000 stores in the country, with many targeting smaller, untapped regions of the country. The brands that the report says are likely to be involved include Carrez, Lush and many other Western brands from places such as the United States. Together, it's forecasted that there could be up to $500 million US dollars invested in India during this time due to its recent economy expansion and growing middle class. The chairman of Franchise India has said that whilst large brands entered the country around a decade ago, it was now the turn of small and mid-sized brands as they look to cash in on the gap in the market for branded products. Another report, this time by A.T. Kearney, also recently suggested that India has now surpassed China as the most promising retail market in the world. Social media is playing an increasingly large role in driving conversions in the Southeast Asian market. A report from WARC found that 30% of all e-commerce sales in the region began their customer journeys on social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram before ending in chat apps like WhatsApp. Reynold De Silva from Facebook APAC said that the perceived lack of security around online payments, in addition to the peace of mind offered by one-to-one communication on chat apps, is encouraging purchases through social media. He added that the ability of apps to transmit images and photos enables sellers to build trust by showing transactions done with satisfied customers. It was also revealed that the industry which was seeing the largest impact from this trend was the health and beauty sector. According to De Silva, trust levels in this sector are higher than average, with 48% of buyers who discover beauty content on Facebook saying they trust information provided, with 45% of people saying the same of Instagram. Advertisers in the Middle East and North Africa have seen that television and digital advertising are the big successes over the month-long religious festival of Ramadan. The period is a big time for advertisers in the region, as the demand for goods and services during Ramadan is around 25% higher compared to the rest of the year. TV accounts for the largest share of advertising spend over the course of the festival, with 85% of ad sales coming from the medium. Similarly, digital ad media has seen a large increase in spend following the rise of things such as social media and smartphone use. This increase in digital spend has also led to a downturn in the amount of money spent on print advertising, something which has been shrinking at a rate of 5% each year, with newspapers seeing a 26% drop from 2015 to 2016. A global study from the Interactive Advertising Bureau has found that in-app ads have had a higher click-through rate compared to mobile web ads. According to the survey, 11% of respondents said that they clicked on an ad on the mobile web, with 13% doing so on an in-app ad. However, it's mobile web ads that come out on top when it comes to user recollection of the ads a few days later. Respondents were also questioned about ads that they had seen in the previous few days, with 90% being able to correctly recall mobile web ads compared to 86% of in-app ads. And finally, following a recent announcement, IKEA products are now available on Amazon. It was announced by the Swedish company that it would be allowing third-party companies to sell its items online. The products will be available anywhere in the world that Amazon has a dedicated website for, with Amazon Prime members also having the option for a free 2-day shipping option. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.